Here's a thought I'll title, Allocating Our Precious Time. And it dovetails a little bit on what I was talking about yesterday, about when you sit down in front of your computer, do you spend the time processing or do you spend the time looking for threads that might develop into a project? And the fundamental question is, how do you spend your time? The reason today's thought dovetails on that is because it's about time itself. The most valuable commodity we have in our art life is not our gear, not our training, not our creative impulses, not even our energy and drive. All those things are important, but they're useless unless we have the time. And I'm sure that every one of us, me included, no question about that, have had phases in their life, perhaps years, maybe even decades, where things just got too busy for us to spend time creating our artwork. I can't tell you the number of photographers I've talked to who have picked up a camera in retirement after having postponed their creative impulses for 20, 30, 40 years while they were raising a family and dealing with careers and all that kind of stuff. Without time, all that potential that we've, banked away by learning our craft and by going out photographing and building our resource asset database in Lightroom, etc., all of that will add up to naught if we don't have time for finishing the artwork, getting that print up on the wall in the frame, or doing a book or a PDF or whatever. So how do we deal with this? We all have the same 24 hours in a day, but how easily it is that those 24 hours slip away and are lost to us because we're busy sleeping and eating and watching TV and playing with the kids and taking care of the yard and all the other things that impinge on our creative life. And I know it can seem counterintuitive, that is to say, not very creative, to schedule our creative activities. But in fact, at least in my experience, having a schedule to work on our art may be the most important step we can take to make sure that our creative endeavors aren't swallowed up by the trivialities of life. Oh, I know, I probably shouldn't call them trivialities if they're kids and family and jobs and things like that. But in the cosmic scale of things, our artwork has to have some level of importance to us or we wouldn't pursue it at all. What I'm suggesting here is maybe taking a look at how you spend your time during a given day, a given week, a given month, and think carefully about how you can allocate a small segment of that available time to your artwork. Going out photographing can sometimes be relatively easy because we do it on vacation and holidays and that. But outside of vacation and holidays, there's lots and lots of things we can do in an hour or two, in an evening, in a Saturday afternoon. But how many times those evenings and afternoons will get lost if we don't make a commitment to set aside that time to what we do? So in the spirit of truthful confession, the reason I've been thinking about this a lot of late is because I had originally set out with an objective with my own personal work that I publish in the PDF I call Kokoro. I set out with an objective to publish a new Kokoro every other month, which I did for several years. And then 3 years or so ago, life got really busy, and I only did a couple of Kokoros in the entire year. And then things got even busier, and I did one Kokoro in a year. And then last year, I did one Kokoro in the year. And that's not at all what my hope was, not at all what my objective was. And so here, a few weeks ago, I sat down and started looking at how I was allocating the precious 24 hours that I have, just like you do, and decided to rearrange my schedule. And I set aside time every day, a couple of hours, to work on my own personal artwork. those couple of hours had to get carved out of something. So I took a look at how I was spending my waking hours and made some decisions about things I could eliminate, things I could trim, things I could do without that weren't important to me. But somehow I'd slid into the habit of that rather than doing my artwork. And once I realized that, it's not like I had to give up something important, you know, family and friends or something. No, I didn't have to give up anything important to allocate time to my photography. I just had to be more, slightly disciplined, at least scheduled, so that I would have the time that I need to create my artwork. I've been through this before, so I know it's going to work because it has every time I've gone through this cycle. And maybe that's just a part of the creative life, is we get really, really busy and productive for a while, and then life impinges on us and we have less time available for our artwork, and then we ramp up again. So maybe it's a cycle. At least looking back on my 50 years in photography, I can recognize certain cycles. So recognizing that, I've rearranged my daily schedule. You probably won't know it. None of my friends will know it. It'll be invisible to everybody except me. And if I can make this new schedule work like I think I can, hopefully I'll be a lot more productive with my own personal work without affecting my other obligations like lens work, family and friends, etc.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.